This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we'll start off with some World Ag news today. Rabobank estimates that a rise in global demand should bring a three-year decline in commodity prices to an end. In a report, Rabobank said the global population is growing and prosperity is rising, fueling the switch to more expensive meat and dairy-rich diets. Rabobank suggests food prices should be the main holdup, even if farmers are braced for little or no commodity price growth during the year. ProFarmers First Thing Today reports that record high stocks of staple food commodities like wheat, corn, and soybeans are likely to keep world food prices low in 2017, even as inflation starts to rise in developed economies. Rabobank points to China's commodity stockpiles as one wild card, noting that a decision to begin selling down those reserves could have a profound effect on global markets. Well, our neighbor to the north has farmers worried about a financial crisis. Canada ranchers under a federal quarantine in the wake of a small bovine tuberculosis outbreak fear they'll go broke by spring. A group of farmers that represent the more than 30 ranches under quarantine in Alberta and Saskatchewan told Canadian lawmakers that they desperately need to sell cattle or receive compensation to avoid financial disaster. The ranchers typically sell cattle in the fall, but are having to hold and feed their cattle that are under the quarantine. One rancher told lawmakers that the food costs are going to destroy them. Reuters says ag officials in Canada have not said whether compensation is under consideration or if some quarantines will be lifted soon. The Federal Canadian Food Inspection Agency has confirmed 6 cases of Alberta cattle with bovine tuberculosis dating back to the September discovery of an infected cow at a U.S. slaughter plant. An estimated 18,000 head of cattle are being held in quarantine for testing in Canada, and the testing could take several months to finish. And we'll have more ag news right after these messages. Monsanto is working to give back to rural communities through their America's Farmers programs. Brian Leek serves as their advocacy and communications manager, and he has the details on how you can get involved.
Our America's Farmers program is really a kind of an overarching opportunity for Monsanto and really supported and funded by our Monsanto Fund to reach out to local and rural communities and help make an impact in those areas. And in our first program that really has a deadline of the end of the month, so it's kind of urgent for farmers to enroll in this, is Grow Communities. The idea behind that program is that we want farmers to tell us how to best spend these dollars in their local communities. So the way it works is once farmers enroll in the program, and it's very simple to do, they can go to www.growcommunities.com or even call 1-877-267-3332 to enroll. Just some very basic information. Once they're enrolled, they will be eligible to win and subsequently decide where a $2,500 grant from the Monsanto Fund might go. So it can go to any local non-for-profit organization, and in the past we've had, you know, schools, FFA or 4-H organizations, food pantries, any whatever is near and dear to that farmer's heart and whatever makes the most sense in the community. So we're really excited to again help out in this way. We're planning to give $3 million to this program again this year. And since the program's inception in 2010, we've given more than $23 million to rural communities. So again, it's something that is near and dear to our hearts here at Monsanto and Monsanto Fund.
Well, I think that is a great program and wonderful to be helping those communities, and a great opportunity for farmers to get involved with Monsanto as well. Now, not only do you work with the communities, you're also working with students and have some scholarship opportunities.
That's exactly right. I mean, the great thing about America's Farmers is all the programs within it. So we talked about Grow Communities, but Grow Ag Leaders and Grow Rural Education are two other programs. They're all farmer-centric programs, but they touch a different focal point on each. Grow Communities, very community-focused. Grow Ag Leaders is a scholarship program. We partnered with the National FFA organization, and they're helping us administer these scholarships to worthy students who want to pursue a career in ag. So in different ag-related fields, we want to be able to support them. More than $500,000 this year is available in scholarships, and that equates to tested more than 350 $1,500 scholarships. And this program opens on November 15th. We're asking farmers to help amplify that program, tell students they know, you know, whether it's their kids, relatives, or even students in the community about the program. Make them aware, have them go on and apply. And again, they can go to www.growagleaders.com for more information, or even to the FFA site, which is ffa.org/scholarships to apply. But we're really wanting students to understand that this opportunity is out there, and we want to create the ag leaders of tomorrow.
Also, another great program Monsanto has to offer, and there is yet a third. So, Brian, fill us in on what that is.
There is. The third program launches in January, and it's called Grow Rural Education. And the idea is that we ask farmers, when the time comes, to nominate a school district, a local school district, who then will be eligible to apply for grants of either $10,000 or $25,000. So these districts can put together grant proposals for projects such as updating technology, or maybe it's lab equipment or building a greenhouse. So we really try to focus on science and math with these proposals. One unique part of this program is that we have a team of educators that this panel helps call down the submissions, but then there is a farmer group that helps us decide the winners. So not only do farmers kick off the program by nominating eligible schools, but they also kind of end it by helping us decide who the winning schools are.
And if you'd like to get involved in any of the programs that Brian mentioned, the best way to find more information is to visit americasfarmers.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.